shanti, shanti, shanti. Hello and welcome to the Spiritual GPS Podcast. I am your host, Dana McLean. This is a place where I have candid, insightful, and transformational conversations on topics that support and assist curious truth seekers in all areas of spirituality. It's about expressing ourselves as the spiritual beings we are while navigating the practical world we live in. Hello, my practical mystic tribe. I've missed you. I've missed doing this podcast. I have taken a long hiatus. Well, it feels long. It probably isn't that long, maybe a month or so, to do some personal work on myself and deal with some of the energies that are coming into my life and to work on. I'm sure a lot of you are feeling that way these days where there's this massive push forward to expand and things are moving forward. And then there's this need to go inward for a while. Jupiter went into retrograde about the time that I realized it's time for me to start moving outward again, which is interesting because if you think about Jupiter being the planet of abundance, when it's moving forward, it's forward momentum outward. Yet I felt like I needed to go inward for a while. And now that it's retrograde, which is inward work, I'm ready to share some of the things that have been coming forward in my life that will support me with this outward movement. Life is crazy, isn't it? Anyway, let me move on. I'm just sort of catching you up on why I haven't been doing these podcasts for a while. I've had a lot of opportunity to do journaling. I think journaling is one of the most important things that anybody can do. I myself try to do it for as frequently as possible. I would probably say I journal at least 5 times a week. I'd love to do it more. It's one of my favorite things to do because I get a chance to speak with my guides and they always come through. They never disappoint. And as I'm thinking about moving forward with the information coming, the information that I'd like to share on this podcast, you know, the spiritual GPS, this navigation through the spiritual, living a spiritual life in a practical world, you know, being a practical mystic, I go back and forth on how I want to share information that I learn, that I know about over the years of study that just come to me intuitively, that come to me through journaling with my guides. And I've been kind of stuck about how to do that. It hasn't been feeling joyful anymore. It kind of felt like bleh. So that's why I took a step back and I've been asking them to kind of show me and help me see what would be more fun. I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've spoken. And also I have so much energy going on right now and I'm feeling so many things coming through that sleep is one of my main priorities right now. And the last couple of days have not been my best sleep. So bear with me here, but I felt this need to start sharing today. So what I'm going to do is share with you this channeled message I received. And this was about also them giving, before this message came through, I spoke with them personally about this podcast and what I wanted to do and what would be the best way to go about continuing this with a different energy each time that felt fun and dynamic and didn't feel stagnant. And what I got from them was to... As they always say, and they've been saying this to me for a while, but I finally got it, to trust that they are going to give me the words to say. So I'm literally going to lean on them. I'm going to lean completely on them with this particular podcast, and I may do this with all the future ones as well. So it's not all on me to produce the information that I'd like to share with you. Some of it's going to be personal aha moments. Some of it may be things that I've learned that I'd like to share that I think are fascinating and support the collective. And some of it's just going to be channeled information that comes through that I think is really powerful that I believe a lot of people can learn from. And today that is one of those. You know, I work with the rays of light, the rays of energy and frequency that we are created from, which is really pretty much every archangel, angel, master being, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can call all of them have some sort of ray that they are connected to energetically. And each ray represents an energy that is part of who we are and what we experience and how we go about experiencing it. Almost like a feeling, you would say. After reading the second ray, I asked Lord Lanto, which I don't know much about. I was just learning, you know, I've seen his name a lot because again, there's so many rays. I just call on whoever wants to come forward to work with me in that moment in time. I don't particularly worry about who it is. They know who needs to come forward with whatever energy I'm asking for or assistance I'm asking for, with whomever I'm working with as well. Lord Lanto is the guardian, you might say. They call him the Kohans, which I really don't like that old language. It kind of trips me up a lot. I'm like, I'll remember it, and then like a day later, I'll forget. It'll go in one ear and out the other. I'll be like, well, now what was that again? And I have to Google it. So he's the guardian of the second ray. You could also say the energy of Buddha. I believe Buddha is also assistance with him, the second ray, and anybody who, I think there's several others, believe Jesus is in there as well. But there's this, if you don't know who Lord Lanto is, you know who Buddha is. And there is this particular energy, signature of expression that the second ray represents. And the second ray is about wisdom and illumination. In a nutshell, in the rays, it's actually different colors than the chakras that we know of, you know, the heart being green, the throat being blue, and the third eye being indigo, and then violet for the crown. Well, the second ray is the crown chakra, but it is, they go the opposite way. They start from, actually, they don't follow an order. The first ray represents the throat. And it is that beautiful blue, and then that sapphire blue, and then it's Lord Moria, and then El Moria, I'm sorry, and then the crown is Lord Lanto. And in previous lifetimes, Lord Lanto worked with Confucius and started that whole momentum of belief. And that's why he represents the second ray of wisdom and illumination. And it is the crown chakra, and it is gold in color. But it is very connected with the heart as well. I wanted to speak with him because I don't know much about him. So I thought I would love to speak with you and have you assist me with something that's going on with a friend of mine that I was helping the other day, which is now funny because the day I helped her, the next day I had another friend call me with the same type of issue. And then later on that same day, which this was all yesterday, by the way, I had another friend who had the same issue, and everybody was feeling this. Well, at least two out of the three were feeling this energy in the upper heart that was being activated. And it was around frustration. It was around frustration. It was around feeling stuck and frustrated. So I asked Lord Lanto to come forward to assist with illuminating and putting and assisting with the wisdom coming through me to share with others around what frustration is, what we can do about it, what his take on is on it, and energetically. So I'm going to share that with you now. And afterwards, I'm going to pose a question for you. And hopefully, those who are listening and would like to go further with this topic, I would love to go further with this topic. So please, please, please email me, send me a message through the platforms that I give you on here. I would love to widen this conversation and continue it. And with everybody that shares their story and has a question, it sparks light and illumination for this topic. And it'll spark within others who resonate with the information coming forward and the question that was asked and the sharing that was done around the question, why the question is there. Everybody learns from everybody else. We're all connected. So what you have to say may assist others. What you're going through may assist others who are suffering as well. And there's so much learning and expansion. And any time that we can heal ourselves, we can go within and have a transformation. Energetically, we change our field. We change those that we were connected with, that if there was a problem that we're transforming energetically between the other person in that relationship, we change that relationship. We change the energy around it. They also expand. So when they say one person can change the world, it's true. It takes a little longer. The more of us come together to change at the same time and share our stories, be open and vulnerable enough to say, you know what, I've got this going on and it's okay. I hope that what comes forward that's helping me can help others. So I really, really would love for those of you who listen to this message and hear the question that I pose at the end, or questions, email me and help expand this even further. And it doesn't have to be right after this podcast. It doesn't have to be close to the time that I put it out there, because it's like anything, you know, like you have something come forward and you're dealing with it and you think you get one layer, and then there's another layer that comes up like 2 or 3 months later, maybe even 6 months to a year later. So there's always layers of healing that are going on, and it's beautiful. So I hope that you take advantage of that, because the more I can assist with connecting to these master beings and bring forward information that will help the collective, and through you and your question and your situation, I just see the expansion of humanity, and I think it's beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to now read this channeled message I received. Okay, so again, this is from Lord Lanto, the Kohan of the second ray of love and wisdom and illumination. Kohan being guardian, aka guardian. So the question I asked him was, why do we get frustrated and what can we do about it? He says, because you are not living in your true state, the state of oneness with who you are and what you desire. When one is frustrated, they are swimming upstream and not in the flow of what feels good. You must always flow with the current of what feels good. It is not for someone else to say to you, what is the current for you to choose? It is, how does that make you feel? So pose the question of what you are frustrated about, and then put yourself in that energy current as if it's a river. Imagine it taking you to where you want to go with the circumstances you're experiencing now. How do you feel? How does the water feel? Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it refreshing, or is it uncomfortable? Are you on a raft or a boat, or just floating using your body as the flotation device? Do you feel safe, comfortable, and relaxed, or the opposite? What is around you? Are there animals and fish in the water, or is it dark and cloudy? Is the water rough or calm? Is the current fast or slow? Do you see a shoreline? What's on the shoreline? Does it feel safe? Use all those questions and pose them. What is on the shoreline on either side of you? What is in front of you? What is behind you? These are all ways to see what is causing your frustration as you're moving towards your desired result. Do this exercise to see where the river is taking you, how it feels. See how you feel in comparison and the contrast. There is much healing in this for you. Frustration is an end result of not living your truth, not moving with the current and flow of your life, and instead flowing with another's version of what your truth is or should be. When you choose to step into the current that resonates and feels good with who you are and where you want to go, it can feel scary. So we say to you that you can never go wrong when you choose you. Honor what you feel and desire with a heart-centered consciousness and step into the current that resonates with expansion. There is a need in this time to step off into the shore and observe the current you're flowing with. Is this in your highest good? Is this serving your desired result? Do you feel love here? Do you have a feeling of freedom, peacefulness, and expansion? It takes a brave person to choose themselves and their desires over others' ideas of what their desires should be. We know that you are brave, or you would not have chosen to incarnate now in this lifetime. We, the beings of rays of love and light, are here now to assist you in the expansion of you and this planet. Call on us and know who we are. We have always been here guiding you and supporting you and reminding you that you are never alone. With your expansion, you give us the gift of greater awareness, love, and understanding. We are you and you are us, always interconnected and supporting each other. You are, as we are, beings that come from the same divine source. So we do not desire you to swim in the current of another's river, for that is for them to do. We wish to experience and be with you as you swim in yours and share in the beautiful creation that you are living, your life. We are the rays of love and light, and we love you, and we thank you. Lord Lanto, guardian of the teaching of the second ray of illumination and wisdom. Frustration is the result of the disconnection from the source of your I am. And then I want to end this channeled message to share with those who are listening. There is a book, a really beautiful book. Even though I channel these guides directly, I will refer to this book as well as the Alice Bailey's books, Explain the Rays and the Theosophy of Our Existence. This book is called The Seven Sacred Flames. It's by Aurelia Louise Jones. I picked this up in Shasta last November, actually. Because I do a lot of work with the rays already, I kind of bought it as a tool to give me some modern language around the rays. Sometimes the older versions of Alice Bailey's books that can be very difficult to understand. And I follow a couple people who help break them down for me, and it's fantastic. But this book is amazing, and I recommend it to anybody. It has if you want to know more and understand what I mean when I talk about the rays, it's modern language. It helps a lot. And there is some prayers and invocations and more information that in a simpler form. There's a beautiful prayer that is in this book from Lord Lanto. I'm going to tell you, it's actually on page 47. It's called The Prayer for the Second Ray Healing, and I want to share it with you. Divine flame of illumination, bless my words today. Golden waves of peace, bless my words in God's perfect way. Flame of light so wondrous to behold, I am thy wisdom in all that I am. Golden fountain of illumination, infuse every part of my being with thy golden oil. I am, I am, I am illumination blazing through my heart, mind, and soul. I hope you enjoyed that channeled message I received from the second ray energy and Lord Lanto. You know, the rays are here right now. They're more, the veils are thinner. We can connect with them anytime we desire. Part of the message I received later on, a personal message within this channel message, was that I am supported always. They're always here. And I need to stop forgetting that when I get wrapped up in my day and my life. So I put that out there to you to remember that you're never alone. You don't incarnate here alone. There's always a conversation and beings on the other planes of existence that are able to tap into what's going on with you. You can call on them and they can show up for you energetically at any given time when you're going through whatever it is that you're going through and you need assistance. So don't forget that you're not alone, that they are here to support and help you and guide you. The most important thing is to be receptive. You cannot push against the stream. You cannot swim against the stream. It's about moving with the stream that resonates with you. And that's what this message was about. It's about being receptive to allowing, to just floating on your back and just allowing the current to take you, the current that feels good to take you to where you want to go. You see the destination in front of you. You create it with your imagination, with your intuition, your desires, your journaling, whatever it is that you use to create that image. And you just get in the current of it to allow it to take you there. And anybody who tries to knock you off that current, there's a learning opportunity there. And then you just get yourself back in that current and let your guides assist you and help you along the way. So the question I have for you around this, to pose to those who would like to ponder on, are you in the right current? Do you feel resonant? Do this exercise and ask yourself all these questions and more. Go deeper and deeper and deeper. Like you could do, I could do 3 pages of questions to help you get there. It's all about going deeper and deeper. You see something, go deeper. What color is it? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Is there someone standing next to it? Is the sun out? Is it dark out? All of these things will assist you with understanding what's going on within your immediate life that is causing you to not be in the flow, this current of receiving and allowing to take you to where you want to go. These are all metaphors, but they can be used to help you shift the energy. And then once you see what it is, change the picture. Change the picture. You know, if you have rough waves and you're like, this current is really moving fast and it doesn't feel good, take a breath and realize that you need to slow something down in your life. Slow down the current. Put yourself in a current that feels slower and see yourself there, feel yourself there as if you're there. Feel everything in your body. Everything is about feeling, and that's how you create. You cannot create through just the thought. The will and the mind create is the thought, but it has to connect to the feeling to make a creation happen. And this is why the second ray is so important, because it's about taking that desired will, bringing it into the feeling part that we have, and then that's where the creation happens. So when we don't feel resonant with our creation or where we want to go or where we're traveling and how we're traveling, then we have to change within us the feeling. And you can do that through imagery work. And this was a beautiful message, I thought, because really it is about imagery work. You do that imagery work, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to get a lot of information and a lot of healing and understanding of what is stopping you, what's not working, what is working, and how you feel and what you need to change. Of course, if you ever need help doing this type of exercise and you're getting stuck and you're not quite figuring out what's going on, or you're someone who's struggles with the visual part of this, this is what I do. I help people through this kind of work. So definitely you can contact me for a session, but practice it on your own and see what you can do. See how far you can get and what information you can get from it. Even if you only get a couple pieces, you can always pause, feel into that, and try again next time and see what comes up next time. This isn't a one-time, one thing fits all. So the question again is, are you in a current, a stream of energy that resonates with where your desired result is, where you're going, and how do you feel? And where are you feeling stuck and frustrated? What part of your life are you feeling frustrated and stuck in? And what are the things that you've done that have supported you in figuring out and finding ways to get yourself in that correct stream, that current, that energy, frequency that feels perfectly in alignment and resonant with you? It feels just like yummy. How have you helped yourself? Share your story with me. I would love to hear it. And if you desire and it's okay, let me know if I can share it with others and what you've done to support you. And if there's anything in this message that was either confusing or resonant that you would like to share, I would love to hear about that as well. So please email me at dana@deardane.com. You can drop me a message through Facebook as well, on my Facebook platform. And I hope to hear from you. I send you all so much love from my heart. And thank you for participating in working on yourselves in a way that is expansive and loving and compassionate, knowing that the work you do will precipitate into others and the world can expand and have more compassionate conversations, and people can have more compassion for themselves as they move through these changing times that we're experiencing. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for showing up. Have a great rest of your day. If you like what you've heard in this episode, inspired to explore further, and have any questions or comments that I can use for future episodes, please do that via my email at dana@danamclain.life. Just make sure to type in podcast in the subject line. And of course, if you're interested in a one-on-one session with me, you can either go directly to my website at www.danamclain.life, or you can send me an email at dana@danamclain.life. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.